George Floyd family attorney Ben Crump representing family suing after deadly Travis Scott concert. By Breitbart News on November 8, 2021. Houston, AP, investigators Sunday worked to determine how 8 people died in a crush of fans at a Houston music festival. As families mourned the dead and concertgoers recounted the horror and confusion of being trapped in the crowd. Authorities plan to use videos, witness interviews and a review of concert procedures to figure out what went wrong Friday night during a performance by rapper Travis Scott. The tragedy unfolded when the crowd rushed the stage, squeezing people so tightly they couldn't breathe. Billy Nasser, 24, who had traveled from Indianapolis to attend the concert, said about 15 minutes into Scott's set, things got really crazy and people began crushing one another. He said he was picking people up and trying to drag them out. Nasser said he found a concertgoer on the ground. I picked him up. People were stepping on him. People were like stomping, and I picked his head up and I looked at his eyes. And his eyes were just white, rolled back to the back of his head, he said. Over the weekend, a makeshift memorial of flowers, votive candles, condolence notes and t-shirts took shape outside at Energy Park. Michael Suarez, 26, visited the growing memorial after the concert. It's very devastating. No one wants to see or hear people dying at a festival, Suarez said. We were here to have a good time, a great time, and it's devastating to hear someone lost their lives. The dead, according to friends and family members, included a 14-year-old high school student, a 16-year-old girl who loved dancing, and a 21-year-old engineering student at the University of Dayton. The youngest was 14, the oldest 27. Houston officials did not immediately release the victims' names or the cause of death, but family and friends began to name their loved ones and tell their stories Sunday. 13 people remained hospitalized Sunday. Their conditions were not disclosed. Over 300 people were treated at a field hospital at the concert. City officials said they were in the early stages of investigating what caused the pandemonium at the sold-out AstroWorld Festival, an event founded by Scott. About 50,000 people were there. Authorities said that among other things, they will look at how the area around the stage was designed. Julio Patino, of Naperville, Illinois, who was in London on business when he got a middle-of-the-night call informing him his 21-year-old son Franco was dead, said he had a lot of questions about what happened. These concerts should be controlled, Patino said. If they don't know how to do that, they should have canceled the concert right then, when they noticed there was an overcrowd. He added, they should not wait until they see people laying down on the floor, lifeless. Stephen Adelman, vice president of the industry group Event Safety Alliance, which was formed after the collapse of a stage at the Indiana State Fair in 2011 killed 7 people, helped write industry guidelines widely used today. He said investigators will examine the design of the safety barriers and whether they correctly directed crowds or contributed to the crush of spectators. He said, too, that authorities will look at whether something incited the crowd besides Scott taking the stage. Adelman said another question is whether there was enough security there, noting there is a nationwide shortage of people willing to take low-wage, part-time security gigs. Security obviously was unable to stop people. Optically, that's really bad looking, he said. But as for what it tells us, it's too early to say. Contemporary Services Corporation, headquartered in Los Angeles, was responsible for security staff at the festival, according to county records in Texas. Representatives for the company, which advertises online as being recognized worldwide as the pioneer, expert and only employee-owned company in the crowd management field, did not immediately respond to emails and phone messages seeking comment. Houston police and fire department officials said their investigation will include reviewing video taken by concert promoter Live Nation, as well as dozens of clips from people at the show. Officials also plan to review the event's security plan and various permits issued to organizers to see whether they were properly followed. In addition, investigators plan to speak with Live Nation representatives, Scott and concertgoers.